Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. We're so pleased you're here today. Good, I'm pleased you're pleased. So, while we're here, what are we here for? We're here to worship our mighty God. So, let's stand and sing together, "Here I Am to Worship."
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth,
clothed in majesty, let
All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great.
To worship our mighty God today as part of his body here on earth. Well, today we're going to talk about something we don't often talk about in church, and that's tattoos.
What?
Tattoos.
Oh.
Tattoos. More about that in a minute, but there's a rather beautiful one that I found on the internet because well, it was St. Patrick's Day in the week, and I thought, well, a nice Celtic cross in the form of a shamrock would be an appropriate thing to share.
You have a tattoo?
No, I don't have a tattoo, so I have to ask some questions about people later. But we'll find out about that in a minute.
You have a magpie, Joy.
Joy probably has one of a magpie, since yeah. She's a Collingwood supporter.
I am.
But anyway, Let's share the greeting of peace together. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please share that peace one with another, and peace to all you people who are watching on the internet. It's lovely to have you with us today. Oh, it's always on the internet. Okay, so let's have a seat again. Now, I need a show of hands. Does anyone in the building have a tattoo? Anyone? Oh, here's a couple of likely candidates. Here's a couple of likely candidates who appear to have a tattoo. Can you tell me about your tattoo?
Yes, it relates to my cancer treatment.
Aha, cancer treatment tattoo. So it's not a tattoo like this moco of the man on the screen.
It was put on me so they could get the rays in the right place.
Ah, that's good. And Wendy, have you got some as well?
I've got one too for cancer treatment for my radiotherapy. So,
right. Okay. So there's a really useful way of having tattoos. Does anyone else have a tattoo? No, no magpie on you? No, we don't have anyone here with the... don't push the button on the microphone, push the button on the clicker. We don't have anyone with a tattoo like that. Now, those tattoos on the folk who have the facial tattoos or the moco are usually used to tell people things about that person. It provides something of their identity. And so the different way that the lines go on their face and the different positioning always tells them something about them. So there's some other sorts of tattoos. This is two clever people. One has tattooed the names of their children on their arm or leg. Now, I think that's a really good idea, particularly if you've got a lot of kids, you might forget their names. Anyone ever forget things and have to make a list? Anyone ever forgotten the name of their kids? Oh dear, it's a worry, isn't it? I'm a bit surprised that you have that someone with only two children can forget their names. And I think this one is really important, where, let's see if I can do it. There's no cats in the building. It's safe to use a laser pointer. This one has birthdays of children, so you can't forget their birthdays. So that's pretty clever. I thought that was a pretty clever thing. So tattoos... You did? Oh dear, I think maybe Nana needs a tattoo there on her arm to say when her children's birthdays are. So that's a bit of a worry if you forget things. Does anyone apart from me ever forget things? Do you forget things? Not necessarily, maybe you forget someone's birthday, like Diane forgot her son's birthday. Maybe you forget your children's names, maybe you don't forget that. Maybe you forget to do something. That would not be a good thing to tattoo on yourself, because if it said on my arm, go shopping, I wouldn't remember whether I'd been shopping or not. That would be a real problem. So the children's names and so on that are tattooed on those people remind them of important things in their life. Another person I know had a helicopter tattooed on her arm. That was to remind her of a good friend of hers who died, and he was a helicopter pilot. And so she thought that she would always remember him whenever she sees a helicopter, but whenever she sees a helicopter on her arm, she also thinks about her friend who died. So it's a significant life event that can be put up on your skin so you don't lose the shopping list, because that's the other problem, isn't it? If you make a shopping list, you leave it at home on the bench. Or you put it in the bottom of your handbag and it's gone forever. That's just what happens. Well, fortunately, God doesn't need a tattoo to remind him about us. God doesn't need a tattoo on his arm to remind him of our birthdays or of how much he loves us. Sometimes we might need a reminder of how much God loves us, but we can look at the cross and we can see and be reminded that God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to be a human being just like us, to remind us every day of how much God loves us. Jesus showed us the way to follow God and to live in his love. But still, sometimes we act as though we forget all about God and his love. Maybe we should write a note. Remember God's love. But what we're going to do now, this is why we do it every week that we come to church, we have the confession and God's forgiveness is proclaimed to us. Because during the week, however good we try to be, we forget. Sometimes we forget to live God's way and we do our own thing. Anyone? Yeah, I do. So let's, knowing about God's goodness and our failure to respond with love and obedience, let us together confess our sins. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have broken your holy laws and left undone what we ought to have done. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And just as we have confessed our sins, we are also assured of God's forgiveness. Allow me to share these words with you. God is slow to anger and full of compassion, forgiving all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. God therefore forgives you in Christ Jesus, in whom there is no condemnation.
Amen. Amen. Well, those are very good words of good news indeed for all of us. So let's stand and we're going to sing together a song called The New Commandment. I think you all know this one really well. And it's to remind us how easy it is, the simple law that Jesus gives us to do. So let's stand and sing together. Thanks, Heather.
And we've been talking about forgetting. Now, I've forgotten if I've pressed all the right buttons, so you'll have to forgive me if it's a bad start. Yep, see, I have.
Thanks, Gary. You can all sit down for the scripture reading today.
This reading is from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. Anybody following along will find it on page 784. So it's Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant. Though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbour or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, I wanted to talk about this today, writing God's law on your heart. Now, that sounds like a painful tattoo to me. What do you think? God gives us open heart surgery and gets his tattooing pen. It's making me cringe just thinking about this. Yep. No nerve endings in your heart, so it's not going to hurt. Oh, I like that. Ah, that sounds much more comfortable. Right. Thank you for that, Pearl. This is really good. This is an evolving talk today. But writing God's law on our hearts, well, God doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do open heart surgery on us and get his tattooing pen and write his law on our hearts. But in a lot of ways, God's law is written on our hearts as we follow Jesus, as we follow the way that Jesus did. Now, I need some helpers today. And I've got a helper sitting in the back row, and his name's Andy. Come on down, Andrew. I'm going to ask Andrew, and then I'm going to ask some other people as well, so get ready. Some questions. I'll turn this one on, since Wayne showed me how to do that. That should be working now. So I'm going to ask Andrew. Andrew, do you have God's law tattooed on your heart?
Metaphorically, yes.
Okay, so you didn't have surgery to have it put on there?
No.
No, God just put it on there without having to do open heart surgery?
Yeah, it was a miracle that just did it.
All right, a miracle that Jesus did it. Okay. So what does that mean to you to have God's law tattooed on your heart? What is God's law that's written on your heart?
God's law written on my heart means that I try to live my life the best way I can, the way that I suppose Jesus set as an example. And quite often, the easiest way, I know when I was doing youth group to teach the teenagers about doing the right thing, was what would Jesus do in a situation? And always it comes back to that.
Okay, you know? That's excellent. Thank you very much. So what's something that you do in your daily work that shows that God's law is written on your heart?
I think as a school teacher, you really take God into the classroom, whether you are allowed to or not, because I'm in a state school, but taking God into the classroom where you know that you're dealing with 20 plus individuals and you need to try and teach them corporately, but still have an individual feedback into each of their lives. And quite often you forget that until you see that there's one kid. And it might be, go back to my favourite story about Zacchaeus. There might be the Zacchaeus in the class who you want to say, I'm just going to come and talk to you. And that kid has been hidden by choice from the class. And all of a sudden you can go and sit down and just say simple things about what he's doing, how his life's going, nothing to do with the subject, but just enough to feed into his life that he realises that as not just a teacher but as an adult, I notice things about him that he might want me to notice but not want me to to see.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that God's law is well and truly written on Andrew's heart there, which is great. God's law of caring about people. Now, another person. Don, come on down. Have a microphone, my friend. Now, what can you tell me?
You've been asking all the old blokes, haven't you?
Oh, well, the younger ones had better watch out too.
Sorry, Andrew.
So, what can you tell me? How is God's law written on your heart, Don?
Okay, look, I think God's law has been written on my heart in a number of different ways.
Can you put it up a bit closer to you?
A number of different ways. First of all, I think God's... I think, first of all, God's promise is in my heart, I think, every day. And that is the promise that we've heard in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. And with that written on my heart, I always feel hope. I always feel love. And regardless of how things are going, I mean, things can go bad as they do from time to time, or things can go good. But I know that with that in my heart, I know that God's love is there.
So God's tattoo is still visible to you, or still you're still aware of God's tattoo on your heart, even when things go wrong.
Absolutely. And the other thing, of course, on my heart is the two great commandments. To love God with our heart, soul, mind and strength, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. And if that can, rule my heart, that's really good.
Okay. So what do you do in your daily life to show that God's law is tattooed on your heart?
Well, I try really hard to love as many people as I can, my family, kids and grandkids, and things like our Tuesday morning breakfast that we have here for homeless people from the area, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of think, well, what can I do to help somebody else?
Okay.
Even if it's just sort of letting somebody sort of cut in the traffic or anything like that.
Okay, so give them a friendly wave instead of a rude sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you very much, Don. I think that God's law is tattooed firmly on Don's heart there. That's rather good to see. I better pick a girl, hadn't I? Otherwise people will think that I only know old blokes. I wonder, Tracy, would you be prepared for me to interview you? You can sit there in your chair. So, Tracy, is God's law tattooed on your heart?
Yes, it is, definitely.
Definitely tattooed on your heart. That's great to hear. So, what difference does it make to your life to have God's law tattooed on your heart?
He's always in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm preparing about the new quarter and getting one this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you do in your daily walk, in the way you go around in the week, to show that God's law?
I smile and I'm polite to everybody. And
that's a really good thing, actually, that everyone can do to show that God's law is in your hearts if you smile at people.
Yeah.
Let's see one, Indy. Nice smile. That's a good one. I love to see that smile because it shows people that you're friendly and that you care about them. Yeah?
I helped another lady in a shopping centre with the directions where it was Big W, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah, yeah. Helping people, that's great. Yeah. Okay. So thank you for sharing about how God's law is at work in your life. Gary, I think I'll come down here and talk to my friend Gary. Oh, Gary can come out here. He can walk over this far.
Karen, I don't have any tattoos, but I do have a few scars.
No, I don't need no to scars. See those. No, I don't need you have the microphone.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I don't need to see scars. That's quite all right, and that's all right. But I think, Gary, that a tattoo that you do have is a tattoo on your heart of God's law. Would you think that is correct? Do you have God's law written on your heart?
Yes. I think I continually need to focus on my relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
I find I have to concentrate on that relationship, you know, basic by Bible reading and prayer, and also not being distracted by the rules and rituals of other people.
Okay. All right. So,
which is a bit hard in the Anglican Church, I know.
So the tattoo for you is a bit like the ladies who had the birthdays of children on their arm. It's a tattoo to remind you about God's law that you should be following. Is that what I'm hearing, right?
Yes, yeah, something like that.
All right. Yeah. What do you do in your daily life to show that this tattoo is there?
Well, I'm very conscious that I'm a sinner. You know, I get a bit short with people at times, but I think mainly by being willing to acknowledge that I'm a follower of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Also by being concerned about and trying to help those less fortunate than myself.
All right.
And also by trying to be the best father and grandfather that I can possibly be.
Yep, the best you that you can be. That's great. Thank you very much. And I think that's something we can all do. If God's law is, I think I turned that, yep. If God's law is tattooed on our hearts, then it inspires us to be the best me, the best you that we can be. So, I think I might have one more. Can I interview you? All right, you can stand up and I'll give you that one. Then we're going to have a nice gender balance here. So, Heather, tell me about what difference it makes to you to have God's law tattooed on your heart.
I think it's made me a better person. I used to be very angry, and I'd get riled up over little things. I'm the last of five children, you know, I got picked on a lot, so I would answer in kind. But I met a wonderful man and married him, and he's a very quiet person, and then we started our journey, our journey with Jesus together, and it calmed me down a lot. So I think it's made me a much better person. I still break out now and then and am not such a nice person, but,
wow.
But I try all the time.
Okay, so the God's law of gentleness is written on your heart then. Mm. That's great. And what do you do in your day-to-day life? I know you're retired, but what do you do in your day-to-day walk with Jesus to show that his law is written on your heart?
I try to be available to help anyone who needs help, and mostly it's through my music ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly helped me this morning by playing that lovely music, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you to all you people who don't have tattoos on the outside but who have tattoos on the inside, that we can see, but not in pictorial form. I wish I had a tattoo there, then I could hold it up and show you, but you'll have to imagine one. I don't know what it'll have, probably do the shopping, feed the cat. A sticker I could too. Okay, so for my next little piece of this talk, I've got my wonderful assistant here who's got his beatbox. Is that what it's called? What's it called? A cajon.
Cajon.
Yeah. All right. And Liam and his cajon, I wonder what's a beatbox? You'll have to tell me later. I want to talk in this picture. You can start now. In this bottom picture here is a story about a pacemaker. This is a pacemaker. Does anyone have a pacemaker? hooray, there's someone who has a pacemaker and a tattoo. So the pacemaker's job is to regulate the heartbeat. Liam's giving us a heartbeat here. I think that microphone is interfering with me, so I'll go and stand on this side. And the pacemaker's job is so that the heartbeat is regulated and everything goes smoothly with the way that the heart operates our body. So if you had a funny heart rhythm, give me a funny heart rhythm, Liam. Give me a funny heart rhythm. Oh my goodness, I think that's a problem. Oh dear, I think we better call the paramedics. Thanks, back to normal. Thank you, Mr. Pacemaker. All right, so a pacemaker, again, no cats in the building, so I can use that. The pacemaker is also good for a marching band, not that the pacemaker drum major has to have he makes the pace, but he doesn't have pacemaker installed. But it's something that helps keep the group together. In a sense, coming to church as we have today, gathering together, whether we're gathering at home or in a building like this, or out on the beach watching it on our iPhones, gathering together with God's people is a bit like a pacemaker. It helps us to keep in step with God, because sometimes it's pretty easy in this world to get out of step with God and to go off on a crazy beat. Crazy beat? Oh, there's a crazy beat. We have to call those paramedics again. But with the pacemaker of the people of God meeting together, worshiping together, praising God together, praying together, learning from each other, we have God's word written on our hearts and we're keeping in step with the master, the ruler of everything, which I think is pretty amazing. Thank you, Mr. Drumman. I think we could give him a clap because I think that was great, but make sure it's rhythmic. So, because this is my opportunity during the week to, oh, Liam, I need you again, sorry. Indy, I need you as well. Indy, can you help me? Or Claire maybe can help me too. Could you give out some pens? Everybody is going to have some craft. If you're at home and you don't have, can you take that bag and you and Claire can hand those a box out to everybody? Okay. Okay. If there's not quite enough boxes for everybody, you can share them one per family if that's what you would like to do. So, because it's me, you have to have craft, right? You guessed that. You've worked that out by now. Okay, so people at home, I haven't been able to work out a way to get you a box, but inside the box, when you get your box, there's an important thing. Inside the box is a heart. All right? So people at home, if you can find a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, you can draw the shape of a heart. Okay? Put up your hand if you don't yet have a box. Okay, girls over this side, they haven't got any boxes yet. And there's also pens coming. We mightn't have enough pens either. It's a really good problem to have, isn't it? So if you've got your own pen, you could use that. Okay, what I want you to do when you've got your box and a pen is open your box and take out the heart. This box is a treasure box. There's a lady over here, Claire, who doesn't have, it's Nana. She hasn't got a box yet. Nana hasn't got a box yet. Nana needs a box. All right. So take out your love heart. Oh, how come I don't have enough? I've got a heap of boxes left. There's a man who doesn't have a box.
He's
You keep one for yourself. Give one to Jesse. Here's one for Jesse. Oh, you've got one for Jesse. Give that one to Liam on the way through. Who else doesn't have a box, and how come I've got so many left over? Okay, I'll give you each a box. Okay, anyone else needing a box? You don't have a box? Okay, anyone else not have a box? Christine doesn't have a box. Okay, there's a love hut. Christine's coming. Claire hasn't got one. Claire was doing so much busy handing them out. Okay, there, and this one we'll pass over here to Ben. Okay, so now I don't have one myself. Never mind, I do have a small love heart that I prepared earlier for just such an eventuality. There it is. It's only very small. Right, yeah, yours is pink as well. Everyone's is pink. So what I want you to do is make a tattoo on that heart using your pen. Tattoo God's law. What is God's law? And I've put on that one up there in a very good font that I thought looked a bit like a tattoo writing, love, because for me, that's what God's law comes down to in just four letters. Because if I love other people, if I love God and I love other people, then that shows out in my life. But you might want to write something different on yours. It's for you. It can be anything you want. Did you want a heart to put in that box? You share with Carrie? Okay, all right. So write on your heart, on the little pink heart, not on your heart, and definitely not on your skin, okay? Write what you think is God's law for you on your little heart and put it back inside your treasure box. And then when you see the little treasure box and you go, what's that? You can open it later and you can see in there is God's love or whatever God's law is that you've written. But that's something that is between you and God, what you write on your heart. And you take that home and that is your reminder, not a tattoo that you can see on your skin, but a tattoo that you can live out every day because it's written so deep inside you that it can't help but coming out. Okay, so hopefully people at home, you've managed to find a pen and a heart-shaped piece of paper, or you've been able to draw a heart. I'm afraid I can't push a box through the camera there for you to put it in, but you can keep it on your fridge or in a useful place at home where you trip over it and it can remind you. Okay, leave the pens on your seat when you go because I'll pick them up later and sanitize them all. So have we finished with that? Everyone done something? It's only a small love heart, so you shouldn't have to write an essay. Let's stand up and together share a statement of faith. We believe in one God, who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sit now as we enter a time of prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. So, Lord, write gratitude to you in our hearts and on our minds. Lord, you taught us to love you with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, we ask you to write love for you onto our hearts and minds. Lord, you taught us to love our neighbours as ourselves.
Lord, write love for others on our hearts and on our minds. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. You are a great and mighty God. So, Lord, write praise to you on our hearts and on our minds. Lord, you created the world and made it good. Lord, help us to be wise custodians of your world and write this on our hearts and minds. Lord, you gave us your word in the Bible. Help us to learn more about you and write this on our hearts and minds. Lord, help us to be obedient to your word. Lord, what you have written on our hearts, help us to keep those things in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds, and make them worthy of you. Lord, we ask your blessing on our church here at HTK. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, encourage us. Make us bold in sharing you. And Lord, etch these things on our hearts and on our minds. So Lord, accept our prayers through your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Now our final song for this morning, this live stream session, is Teach Me to Dance. So please stand and let's sing together.
Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
And so as our online service concludes, let's share the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.